49 days after the U.S. House of Representatives voted to impeach President Donald Trump, the U.S. Senate voted yesterday afternoon to acquit him. A down-the-middle explanation of that event is our first topic today on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus. This was the third time in U.S. history that a president was impeached by the House and acquitted by the Senate. And the events that occurred over the past couple months reflect the deep partisan divide in the United States. The House is controlled by Democrats, the Senate is controlled by Republicans, and the chamber's decisions were made mostly along party lines. There were two votes in the Senate yesterday because there were two charges from the House. The first charge, or Article 1, was on abuse of power. The Senate voted 52-48 that President Trump was not guilty of this. All but one Republican voted to acquit the president. That Republican joined every Democrat in voting to convict him. For a president to be removed from office, the Constitution requires that two-thirds of the senators present vote to convict him. President Trump's acquittal has been expected since the House charges were made. The second charge, or Article 2, was on obstruction of justice. The Senate voted 53-47 that President Trump was not guilty of this. Every Republican voted to acquit the president. Every Democrat voted to convict him.
Senate having tried Donald John Trump, President of the United States, upon two articles of impeachment exhibited against him by the House of Representatives, and two-thirds of the senators present not having found him guilty of the charges contained therein, it is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby, acquitted of the charges in said articles.
So the end result is that Donald Trump will remain in office as U.S. president.